Everybody, welcome back to Microsoft Flight Simulator blind edition.
Microsoft
I'm not by all means making this the primary sim currently. We are ready to fly. In the last video I set up the PBM 930. We're heading from Seattle to Philadelphia. And it should be able to do it. Even if it can't, we have unlimited fuel. So what I did is, we're ready to fly. We're ready to load the plane up. So I have a golden cursor point saved for fly.
Mouse positions for flight simulator. Save mouse positions. Fly position X1712. Position. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0.
Do that and then click. And
recognizing result. Active pause lets you freeze the aircraft in its current position while still being able to move the camera, adjust various world settings with its lower. Active pause lets you freeze the aircraft in its current position while still being able to move it.
And you can choose to do that if you want. The music has changed when it's loading a flight. I like that the music will change when you're in a flight. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice that it's loading.
Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.1. Microsoft Flight Simulator. Content is not visible.
You cannot OCR here because it's loading assets and things. I don't think I'm going to be doing this whole flight, but also it's going to start automatic. It's going to start takeoff and all that automatically. So what I'm going to do is go into the cockpit and I might shut it off and turn it back on. So we'll see what happens when we get to.
Explore. Sierra X-ray Golf
Flight,
Sierra
Microsoft.
Alpha ready at runway.
Recognizing result. Seattle Tacoma departure to the east. Time. Wind. Altitude. KSEA. 74.8 mn. KSEA. 74.8 mn. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
16 left east. Departure of route. So we are about to take off here. Goes.
Recognizing result. V inside inspect V before starting engine. V engine. V after F, V before tag, V before takeoff. After takeoff. 15/8/8. 16/6/0/5. 1918. Also bullet. 9. Seattle Tacoma in 29. 0.0. Objectives. No objective. Ask to. Hog. Opt. Microsoft Flight.
Right, I'll have to turn on the, takeoff. Oh, TFM. I gotta load TFM up, even though, that will really get to check to see if TFM will.
Run type the name of the program folder. C soup top. Selected instead. C soup 7. C soup 7. C FSN. CFSN selected. Available desktop. FSCRAM for MSFS 11. CFSN. Item 2. Item 2. Talking flight monitor data. Item 2. Accessible. Item 2. Talking flight monitor alpha. Item 2. Data. TFM.x. Normal cursor. Apps on cursor. Talking flight monitor, normal cursor, primary tags, pages airspeed collapse, loading airport database, current aircraft, TBM 930 SOBO, trim up 0.14, trim up 0.14, trim up 0.14, trim down 0.01, trim down 0.02, trim down 0.0, trim down 0.17, trim down 0.24, trim down 0.27, trim down 0.30, trim down 0.33, trim down 0.36, trim down, trim up 0.76, trim, retrim disabled.
Air Golf Sierra Alpha, continue for east departure, I will contact you next when you leave my airspace. Seattle Tower Dayer Alpha Sierra X-ray Golf Sierra Alpha continue for east departure.
CFS and Target Flight Monitor, Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7 point, Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.1, 196 knots indicated, 1942 feet per minute, 1262 feet ASL.
Alpha, you are leaving my airspace frequency change approved.
Seattle Tower, Dayer Alpha, Sierra X-ray Golf, Sierra Alpha frequency change. Seattle approach Dayer Alpha Sierra X-ray Golf Sierra Alpha is type Dayer TBM 93 miles south of Seattle 1,700 feet. Request clearance to transition Bravo airspace.
Dayer Alpha Sierra X-ray Golf Sierra Alpha Seattle approach. Squawk 7511.
Squawk 7511 Dayer Golf Sierra Alpha.
Squawk 75 left.
Dayer
Golf Sierra Alpha radar contact 4 miles southeast of Seattle. 2,500 feet. Cleared through the Bravo airspace.
Mikey 72 feet per minute.
Cleared through the Bravo airspace, Dayer Golf, Sierra Alpha.
Dayer Golf, Sierra Alpha contact Seattle approach on 119.2.
Going to 119.2, Dayer Golf, Sierra Alpha.
1962 feet per minute. 213 knots through, comma, 119.2.
Seattle approach, Dayer Alpha, Sierra X-ray Golf, Sierra Alpha, 3,300 feet.
Dayer Alpha Sierra X-ray Golf Sierra Alpha Seattle approach continue as planned. Altimeter 29.92.
Next waypoint KVHL distance 2056
knots. Oh yeah, TFM didn't even get crap. Man, we are at like 4,000 feet. It's doing like
218 knots through, 5,000 feet. VSIP the force of the engine start reactor at V4P for early takeoff. After takeoff, 9, 15/58/8, 16/60/5, 230, 220, 260 objectives. Continue climb the designated cruise. Altitude. Hold follow on screen waypoints 2. Navigate ASCII. 230, 220, 202, 65V8, 64V8, 2G21N. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.
251 is at 1,000 feet, climbing 7,000 feet. Horizon Air 2951 Seattle, departure continue as planned.
Oh, look at that.
Altimeter 290, decimal 902.
Horizon Air.
Descend and maintain 7,000 feet. Descend and
maintain 7,000 feet, Alaska 1337. Alaska 1337, you are 61 miles northeast. Maintain present heading and altitude. Expect ILS runway 16 center approach by Jinro transition. Clear to Jinro.
That's awesome that it states the waypoints you need to go to. I feel like canceling this and making an IFR approach. If I can basically open up an IFR plan right now. But in any case, TFM is unfortunately not working. It says that my destination is Philadelphia, which it's not. The gauges are not. Flight following features don't work. The gauges, for whatever reason, are not working out. I did yesterday. I'm not sure what's going on. Listen to these engines all day though. I mean, it's an amazing engine that we got here. And look, I can go to the desktop and I can just like, you know, I can go all over the place. I can go to run. I can, you know, no
desktop.
No,
descend
and maintain 7,400 feet.
Nothing, no sound issues this time.
Desktop, Microsoft Flight Sim.
One, 200.
What?
3 feet per minute, 7503 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 feet per minute,
Should have gone,
Dare Golf Sierra Alpha contact Seattle Center on 132.6.
Going to 132.6 Dare Golf Sierra Alpha.
Seattle
Center, Dare Alpha Sierra X-ray Golf Sierra Alpha 7,500 feet.
Dare Alpha X-ray Golf Sierra Alpha Seattle Center. Niner 2.
Guys, well, I'm gonna stop this video. I kind of just wanted to hear what the TBM sounded like to my own ears, without YouTube compression and the like. But like, man, I just love the sounds. And
239 knots indicated. 267 knots true.
239 knots. Okay. So yeah, I mean, it's going pretty fast for 7,000. But probably should have went with an IFR plan. IFR through that little altitude anyways. I think I'm gonna cut this video off here, but hope you guys enjoyed this video, at least the sound of the TBM, and us basically almost crashing into some mountains. But TFM, if it's gonna support FS 2020, it's got a long way to go, I think. You know, hopefully accessibility will be coming. We have a feeling that it's coming. Like, accessibility for us, that is. Hopefully...
Generic 5 Whiskey, you are 10,000 feet above your assigned altitude. Descend and maintain 10,000 feet.
I see that FSX ATC 2.0, essentially, with Sid and Stars, and...
Descend and maintain 10,000 feet, Generic 5 Whiskey Hotel.
Yeah, like, you still got, because, you know, I'm guessing the live aircraft, like, you know, it's being controlled by live ATC, but this thing is saying, oh, you're X above your assigned altitude, you know, like, I don't wonder if that's something
else. November Niner 4 Delta Foxtrot is at 15,200 feet, descending 7,700 feet. Generic November Niner 4 Delta Foxtrot Seattle Center, continue to echo Alpha Tango as planned. Altimeter 29.92.
I don't know why, like, if you're descending, you're descending 15,000 odd, the altimeter's always been standard, like, it shouldn't be, I feel like. It shouldn't be standard, like, everywhere, and it's been like that everywhere. Yeah, like, for whatever reason, they're not following instructions. Friggin' AI.
Dear Golf, Seattle. Sierra Alpha, contact Seattle Center on 126.1.
And I see we get constant handoffs, but it's not as bad as FSX ATC.
Seattle
Center, Dayer Alpha, Sierra X-ray Golf, Sierra Alpha, 7,500 feet.
Dayer Alpha, Sierra X-ray Golf, Sierra Alpha, Seattle Center, continue as planned. Altimeter 2.902.
Yeah, we should not be 2.902 freaking at 7,000 feet. It just shouldn't be. Unless... I mean, especially if live weather is working the way that it should, it shouldn't be indefinitely. Now, I'm going to try something. I'm going to...
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.1.
No, let's see if we get any more ATC things, and then I'll try and dump it for fun real quick. Alright, so I'm gonna try something fun just to see, you know, if you know, simulator exit. So I'm gonna turn off the assist, and we're going to
number one, ignition off.
Thing is coming back on.
Battery master off, number one generator off.
2500.
I'm gonna drive like a friggin' rock.
2292 feet back, 4541 feet ASL, 4509 feet ASL, minus 2129 feet per minute.
Oh yeah, we're driving like a fucking rock.
2071 feet back, 4312 feet ASL.
Go, baby.
Minus 2402 feet per minute. Minus 3136 feet per minute. 39 feet ASL. 1504 feet back. Minus 4101 feet per minute. 3604 feet ASL.
1000.
Minus 5033 feet per minute.
Oh yeah, look, I'm gonna love the TFL.
500, 400, 300, 20.
Grass or dirt or something like that. Look at that, I landed with... Oh my goodness. Absolute dead silence. I can...
Run type the name of a normal cursor. Selection.
Please get the keyboard command.
Available desktop, FS Gram for MSFS 11, Apple cursor, normal cursor, normal cursor.
Cursor Microsoft. So I can...
Microsoft Flight Simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator, recognizing result, ask to, clearance, bullet use A for aircraft for taxi, bullet use ATC radio to request taxi.
Oh, it's trying to tell me to...
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.
Get clearance.
Google Cursor Microsoft, Edge row 1 column 2, Google. Clickable, search has auto-complete editable.
The Flight Simulator keyboard shortcuts. I'm gonna see if there's any sign whatsoever out here.
Search
right
main
now.
Landmark, clickable feature snippet from the web level flight instruments keyboard controls, clickable flight simulator web results level 2. Clickable Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020 keyboard controls, every default level. Microsoft Flight Simulator 20. Microsoft Flight Simulator 20. Flight Simulator 2020 miscellaneous key. Flight Simulator 2020 miscellaneous key level. Flight Simulator 2020 instruments and system key level. Flight Simulator 2020 instruments and system key. Flight Simulator 2020 camera key level 3. Flight Simulator 2020 camera key level 2. Flight Simulator image credit Microsoft Flu mode with 21 items. Bullet suit. Flight Simulator 2020 autopilot key level 3. Flight Simulator 2020 autopilot. Flight Simulator 2020 brake key level 3. Flight Simulator 2020 brake key. Flight Simulator 2020 flight control surfaces key level 3. Flight Simulator 2020 Flight Simulator 2020 landing gear key level 3. Level 2 advertisement. Third party Flight Simulator 2020 lights key level 3. Flight Simulator 2020 lights key level 2. Flight Simulator 2020 menu key level 3. Flight Simulator 2020 menu key. Flight Simulator 2020 power management key level 3. Flight Simulator 2020 power management key level 2.
I know at least one. turn on and shut down the engines. Auto start.
Flight Simulator 2020 radio key level 3. Flight Sim next setting. Advertisement. Click. Fine. Type it. Micro navigation landmark with 6 items used. Video. Fine. Micro 2 items view mode end. Linked. Bullet toggle dome. Bullet cockpit slash external view mode end. Camera modes. With 2 items camera mode switches. With 2 items bullet cockpit slash bullet toggle dome insert. Cockpit camera. With 2 items bullet cockpit slash external view mode. Bullet cockpit with 42 items bullet load custom camera 0. Bullet load custom camera. Bullet load cockpit
okay,
camera 2 items bullet cockpit slash external view mode end. Bullet toggle bullet cockpit slash camera mode switches. With 2 items bullet
cockpit
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1 point. Microsoft
Flight Simulator 1 point. Let's see. Oh yeah, so... Landed in like some, you know, field or something or whatever, right? Got some crickets, some birds out here. Crash landed right in the middle of somewhere, some place in Seattle. Wish I can get the time with OCR right now.
Recognizing result checklist. V inside inspect V before starting and V engine start. V after engine, V before taxi, V before lineup, takeoff, after takeoff, airspeed, KTS, 40, 30, 9, objective, prepare aircraft, bullet, use ATC radio, 15/58/8, 6/6, 16/6, 0/5, clearance, flaps, engine, 110, fuel, AOA, TAS, OCT, trim, minus 40 altitude, 2450, 2429, 2451, minus 10. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0.
Let's see, can I go back in here? This starts up, it starts up on the outside.
Battery master active. Number one starter engaged. Number one ignition on, COM 1, 172.90.
Apave, traffic day or Alpha Sierra, X-ray Golf,
number one
Sierra
off.
Alpha, taking off runway 20,
number
departing
one generator
straight out.
What the hell?
Left 10.
The whole, what airport did we land at, crash land at?
Landing gear.
I'm well aware of the landing gear.
Landing gear.
Okay, the landing gear.
Landing gear. TAS system test. Okay.
Oh wow, that's what the ready. And now I wonder, will the assistants just take off where we left off?
Parking recon.
I think it will.
Recognizing result ISH B inside and B before starting at the engines. B after B before B before takeoff. After take 9. 15/8/8/6/6/16/6/0/5. 26,000 to SAC. 2,450 Garmin. Objectives. Takeoff on runway. Bullet apply full throttle and keep. Aircraft straight. ASTA. Aircraft bullet apply full throttle and keep. Aircraft straight.
Oh, let's see if I can. There's a flat apply full throttle, right? So that would be
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.
Turn the damn parking brake on. God damn it. I can't even hit it.
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.
Can't even hit a 3 to like. Don't even know what that.
Landing gear. Landing gear.
Yeah, so the evidently we crash landed at an airport with a runway of 20, but the AI assistant does not know where the hell we are, so I guess it can't. Like, I tried to put the parking brake on, but it will not.
Input held on. C alt plus CTRL plus X. MVDA plus 2. Toggles on and off the speaking of typed characters. MVDA plus 1. Input held off.
Yeah, I wish there was like a sound to let you know whether that control detects whether it was on or off. That would be really helpful. Points like this. But anyway, guys, I'm gonna let this video cut off here because we don't. It's beeping, obnoxious and annoying. And I will bid you farewell. It was pretty fun. That was the crash landing. Was pretty fun. And I wonder if I actually turned on, I was actually instinctively holding F2 for reverse thrust, like in FSX. Wonder if that actually saved me. It stopped, but I mean, you know, that it could be because the engine was off too, so. So now I know, now I know that the end key is switching from cockpit to external. I actually like that. I like the different, you know, that there's different keys for different views instead of hitting S all the time. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know, there's draw. There's drawbacks and yeah, pros and cons to that, I suppose. But as someone who, like, relies on the keyboard all the time, that's, you know, how I feel. Hope you guys liked the video for what it was. It was just good fun, and I will see you on next time.
Home, home, widget menu, ops 25.0.8, ops 64, studio mode, stop recording.